ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, the Status Quo, Chapter 22, Marriage of Gardama Muni and Devahuti, Part 1, Verses 1 through 20. Shyambhuva Manu gives Devahuti to Gardama Muni. Sri Maitreya said, after describing the greatness of the emperor's many-fold qualities and activities, sage Gardama became silent, and the emperor, Swayambhuva, feeling modesty, addressed Gardama as follows. To expand himself in Vedic knowledge, Lord Brahma, the personified Veda, from his face created you, the Brahmanas, who are full of austerity, knowledge, and mystic power, and who are also averse to sense gratification. For the protection of the Brahmanas, the thousand-legged Supreme Being created us, the Kshatriyas, from his 1,000 arms. Hence, the Brahmanas are said to be the Lord's heart, and the Kshatriyas the Lord's arms. And that is why the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas protect each other as well as themselves. And the Lord himself, who is both cause and effect, and is yet immutable, protects them through each other. Now I have resolved all my doubts simply by meeting you, for your lordship has very kindly and clearly explained the duty of a king who desires to protect his subjects. So it is my good fortune that I have been able to see you, Gardama, for you cannot easily be seen by persons who have not subdued their mind or controlled their senses. And I am all the more fortunate to have touched with my own head the blessed dust of your feet. Fortunately, I have been instructed by you, and thus great favor has been bestowed upon me. Thank God that I have listened with open ears to your pure words. O great sage, graciously be pleased to listen to this prayer of my humble self, for my mind is troubled by affection for my daughter. Devahuti is the sister of Priyavrata and Uttanapada, and she is seeking a suitable husband in terms of age, character, and good qualities. Why, the moment she heard from the sage Narada of your noble character, learning, beautiful appearance, youth, and other virtues, Devahuti fixed her mind upon you. Therefore, O chief of the Brahmanas, please accept her, for I offer you Devahuti with faith, and she is in every respect fit to be your wife and take charge of your household duties. To deny an offering which has come of itself is not commendable, even for one absolutely free from all attachment, much less one addicted to sensual pleasure. One who rejects an offering that comes of its own accord, but later on begs a boon from a miser, thus loses one's widespread reputation, and one's pride is humbled by the neglectful behavior of others. O wise man, I heard that you are prepared to marry, so please accept the hand of Devahuti, which is being offered to you by me, since you have not taken a vow of perpetual celibacy. O great monarch Swayambhuva, certainly I have a desire to marry, and your daughter has not yet married or given her word to anyone. Therefore, our marriage, according to the Vedic system, can take place. Let Devahuti's desire for marriage, which is recognized in the Vedic scriptures, be fulfilled. Indeed, who would not accept her hand? Devahuti is so beautiful that by her bodily luster alone, she excels the beauty of her ornaments. Yes, I have even heard that the great Gandharva, Vishvasu, his mind stupefied with infatuation, fell from his airplane after seeing your daughter playing with the ball on the roof of the palace. For Devahuti was indeed beautiful, with her tinkling ankle bells and her eyes moving to and fro. So what wise man would not welcome her, the very ornament of womanhood, the beloved daughter of Swayambhuva Manu and the sister of Uttanapada? Those who have not worshipped the gracious feet of the goddess of fortune cannot even perceive Devahuti, and yet she has come of her own accord just to seek my hand. Therefore, I shall accept this chaste girl as my wife, on the condition that after Devahuti bears semen from my body, I shall once again accept the life of devotional service, accepted by the most perfect human beings. That process was described by Lord Vishnu himself. It is free from envy. For the highest authority for me is the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom this wonderful creation emanates and in whom its sustenance and dissolution rest. Lord Ananta is the origin of all Prajapatis, the personalities meant to produce living entities in this world. Recorded June 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Shri Guru Sharana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bando Mui Shavadhana Mathe Jahara Prasadhe Bhai He Bhava Soriya Jai Krishna Prapti Hoy Jaha Hathe Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arna Kori ho mane asha Sri Guru Charane Rati Eshe Uttamagati Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Anna Koriho Mane Asha Chakudan Dilo Je जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु से दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशित प्रेम भक्ति जहा हो अविद्या विनाशा जाते भेदेगा जहार चरित श्री गुरु करुणा सिंधु अदमा जनार बंधु लोकनाथ लोकेर जीवन हा हा प्रभु कोर दोया देह मोरे पद छाया एबे जश गुशुक त्रिभुवन गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य चीते चे कोरिया आइक्या आना कोरी हो मने आशा आना कोरी हो मने आशा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे